Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into the boat and sat in it out of the lake. While all the people were along the shore at the water's edge, he taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprung up quickly, because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered, because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, and 100 times." Then Jesus said, "Whoever has ears, let them hear." When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God was given to you, but to those on the outside, everything was said in parables, so that there may be ever seeing but not perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise they might turn and be forgiven." Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seeds along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, some 30, some 60, and some 100 times what was sown." So, as you can tell, my talk would be on the parable of the sower. To me, I've broken it down into four different kind of segments. So I feel that every one of us probably falls into one of these four categories. And you're probably wondering why you've got the seeds, but I'll explain to you guys why you've got the seeds as I go along. So the link to the first seed is some of you might not have a clue about gardening, so you do not know what to do with these seeds, where some of you might not have any interest in gardening and will therefore not even try. This may reflect our experience of first coming to faith. This is kind of more aimed at new believers. And some of the challenges that we might face as being a new believer is we might be confused. So we might come from this background, like a Catholic background, where they don't fully preach the Bible, or maybe not understanding the Bible fully and what it means. When you come into faith, sometimes the challenge you could face is being different to your friends and to your family, which personally for me I found very difficult stepping out of that notion of being different to how my friends act. And part of that, I guess it's like life's pressures, and almost being afraid to stand out from the crowd and doing what God wants. And sometimes God's timing isn't always our own timing, and sometimes we need to wait on the Lord. Because I guess sometimes as a new Christian you think that everything's going to happen there and then, right now, but sometimes it doesn't always happen like that. Some of the strategies that we can use to help might be making efforts to build friendships with other fellow Christians, or maybe support groups. So obviously we've got home groups. At the back there, they've got Yaz. We've got a Slough Young People's group. So I feel this church has got quite a good variety of different groups depending on your age range. Sharing your experiences and your testimonies with other people might really help you with your faith and growing your faith. Not sure if anyone's done the Alpha course here. Anyone done the Alpha course? Yep. That's also a good way of learning about the Bible and learning more about God's word and I guess helping you to apply it a bit more. And then possible outcomes. So I guess your faith grows and it matures. I guess you see your actions, how you are towards your friends and your family change in day-to-day life. And I guess even your family and friends might actually see a difference in terms of how you react in different situations. Which brings me on to my next link, which is vulnerable faith. Linked to the seeds, which you've got in your hand. Some of you might think that you know all it is about gardening and that it's easy, but you have never had to garden in adverse conditions or unexpected difficulties. So experience cannot help you in this unfamiliar territory. You have great intentions, but limited knowledge, which creates barriers. So some of this could be because of limited depth. When I say limited depth, could mean not studying the Bible and making efforts to apply it. So if God's giving you knowledge of how to apply things in different situations and you're not applying it, it could hinder your faith. Could even be like not understanding the Bible or the scripture. Or if you've got facing different situations, knowing where to apply what God says when you're facing different situations. One example for me personally when of understanding the Bible was up to quite recently I was reading the King James Version, which I'm not sure if a lot of you, some people might find that a bit difficult to understand and a bit difficult to understand what it's saying. And then I changed over to the NIV, and since changing over to NIV, it kind of made a lot more sense in terms of what he was saying and what he was preaching. Another thing could be that you're not taking it seriously. Maybe you're just doing it because your friends following God and you're just there for the ride, or a family member. Another link is limited revelation of life in Christ. So when I'm saying this, I mean not accepting the sacrifice of heavenly treasures, standing the test of time. So when things are going really tough and you're going through hardship and going through tough times, is standing firm and standing firm in Christ. I guess seeing a bigger picture of what God's plan is for your life. Another thing is happiness versus true joy. So not feeling it. Some people like give away, they give up. When I say I'm not feeling it, I remember when I first came to Christ, I had such a yearning excitement, I was so happy, so had such a, I had to guess a positive vibe about me. But it's, I guess a bit more than that. It's not feeling like you're happy all the time, but it's, I guess, internal joy that you know that Jesus is your Saviour and that he loves you. And sometimes God might call us to do things that we do not fully understand from his perspective. So the next one is circumstantial faith. Some of you might plant your seed in perfect conditions and with great intentions for it to blossom. However, something happens and it distracts you from following the steps required to care for your seed. By the time you remember your plant, it is too late and it may have been choked by the weeds that you failed to spot earlier on in the plant's life. So a personal thing for me is I felt quite abandoned by God was when I got made redundant. not so long ago, and that was a real tough challenge for me, thinking to myself, where's God in all this? Why have I lost my job? How am I going to pay the bills? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? How am I going to pay for my car? So many questions. But thanks to God, obviously now I've found a new job, but it's trusting in God and knowing that he's always got, if one door closes, he's got always got another one open for you. Which leads me onto a verse, which is Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Another thing could be is distractions. So it could be your career, selfish ambition. A bit of a link to Andy's preaching last week of Matthew 6, verses 19 to 24. It's like storing up earthly riches. And it could be sin. So doing things that displease God, that he doesn't like. Again, another thing that links to distractions is priorities. Again, referencing Andy's talk last Sunday. And it's who do we serve? Who do we put first? Which leads me to my next slide, which is unconditional faith. So a rare few of you will be completely dedicated to the seed. You will prioritise looking after your seed. This will not be an easy task, and you will battle many distractions and adverse conditions. But with perseverance, you will yield to the reward of your endeavour. Your plant will grow, and you will be able to enjoy its beauty and share it with others. So this leads me on to my next point, which is the secret of the kingdom, which to me is kind of peace under pressure. So when you're going through hard times and when life's really busy, you just got that inner peace and that like inner calming, knowing that God's with you. Another verse which kind of inspired me was John 16, verse 33. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. Another thing could be is trust. I guess this building trust is what I find. To build trust, you need to do a lot of prayer. Trust God in the process. Even if it doesn't make sense, or if it's risky, or sometimes if it's out of your comfort zone. Letting God being in the driving seat. So let him take control of your destination or what he wants to do with your life. Which leads me on to obedience. So delayed obedience is disobedience. So sometimes if God's telling you to do something and you're putting it off maybe days or weeks or years, and then you decide to do it, that's disobeying what God wants for your life, and it's only going to hinder your growth with him. Which leads me on to my next verses. I've got Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 31. If God is for you, who can be against you? And then Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in your ways. Submit to him and he will make your path straight. Which leads me kind of onto the two kind of main points of my kind of talk tonight, is God's promises. So though through life, I think we're all trying to be like the final seed that gets planted in the deep soil, we need strong roots in Jesus and in the Word. This takes time, but with perseverance, everlasting changes will happen, and you will reap eternal harvest. Another verse again, Hebrews 10, verse 36. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. And James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. So I kind of feel that bridges the gap between God's promise and our calling. So when he's talking about multiplying tens and hundreds and 60 times, I kind of feel it's like God saying for us to go out and spread the word, spread the seeds, to other non-believers, so then they might get this, a good seed as well, and bringing others to faith. I guess this is, after all, what being a Christian is all about, spreading the word. So this is another verse, Matthew 4, verse 19. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out for fish for people." So in the end, which seed are you going to be? Your choices determine your outcome. What do you choose? Do you want your faith to grow? I've got a song which I'll be playing as a reflection time for you guys to kind of ponder and see where kind of which seed you kind of are at the moment and what seed you want to aspire to be. So I encourage you guys to kind of pray and have a quiet think amongst yourselves. And maybe even after the service, I'm more than happy to pray for any of you guys if you guys want prayer, or if you guys want to pray in small groups at the end of the service, if you guys are struggling with any of the issues I brought up tonight. So Alex, can you play the song, please? So at the beginning I gave you these instructions of how to grow a seed. So I encourage you guys all to grow these seeds and let them blossom. And may it be a reflection of your faith for Jesus.